imagine you're walking down your school hallway. It's your own school. The place you're supposed to feel safe going to. The place you're not supposed to hate, but you do. You're walking to math class, and you're minding your own business when all of a sudden, he comes up to you. He does. And you know exactly what's coming. And you're dreading it. This is bullying. Bullying is the use of superior strength to influence or intimidate others to do what you want them to do. It can occur for almost any reason, and the ones who are being bullied are affected the most. 28% of students from the ages 12 to 18 are being bullied, and 71% of the time it's happening at school. That's crazy to me. Here at Carmel High School, there are approximately 600 staff members, and you'd think that bullying wouldn't be a problem, but it is. And I'm not saying staff members or people in charge of the students at any school are purposely ignoring situations where students are being bullied, but it's still a problem. And it's true. There are 5,011 students here at Carmel High School, so I know it can be impossible to keep your eye on every single one of them, but isn't bullying a big enough problem that we should be working on a daily basis until there isn't a kid in the world who would dare ever bully somebody ever again? There are 3.2 million victims of bullying a year. That's 3.2 million people who dread their everyday life. Just let that sink in. And to put that in perspective for you, the entire state of Iowa has 3.1 million people. Bullying doesn't only have to happen at school grounds either. It can happen in your neighborhood. It can happen at the mall, in your favorite restaurant. And it can happen online. Cyberbullying is where you send threats or intimidating messages to people to bully them. This is where it gets really hard to prevent because you can't see the person on the other side of the screen. 78% of kids nowadays have a cell phone and have access to social media. And we use cell phones a lot. So if you're getting cyberbullied, it's a constant thing that you have to address. It's nonstop. Nonstop. The most common type of bullying is verbal abuse. 80% of people who are being bullied are being affected by verbal abuse. And while others, they're being physically abused. No matter what though, none of it is okay. This should not be a problem, but it is. There have been stories where bullies are even using weapons. Can you imagine being the person where you aren't just scared because you don't want to feel bad about yourself, but you're scared because you fear for your life? 3.2 million victims a year. I am sick and tired of hearing the same old bullying PSA. The same one that plays on televisions and radio stations like this one that deliver the same message. I'm sick and tired of it, and I know you guys are too. Bullying isn't that hard to understand, and we have enough bad things in this world to worry about, and bullying each other definitely will not solve it. If you're being bullied, report it. Do something. It doesn't just have to be bystanders and people in power. If you're being bullied, take control and report it. 3.2 million victims a year. Can we please decrease that number by a lot? For WHJE Radio, this has been Jackson Ammons. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.